2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 3:30. I'm Grant Nielsen in for Jeff Kaplan. Outside, 38 degrees.
And emergency traffic eastbound I-215 closed. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The shootings in Grantsville.
A heartbreaking day for the city of Grantsville as four members of the Haney family are laid to rest. City officials say so many people took advantage of free counseling services on Tuesday, they decided to do it again today. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Grantsville with details. Paul, do they know how many people went to grief counseling provided by the city?
The service, however, Mayor Brent Marshall says the counselors were so busy that people in general had to wait in line several times just to speak with people.
And we just want to make sure that anybody that needs to have that opportunity to talk to a counselor, that they're available for them.
Marshall says they expect many more grieving people to need counseling after today's funeral services. Some free counseling is being offered again at the public library until 5 o'clock this afternoon. And he adds that counselors at the schools where the Haney children attended were especially busy. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We're following a developing story on KSL News Radio. Part of a major highway in Salt Lake County is closed right now because of an accident. Maria Chaleos is here. And just exactly what is this affecting?
Grant, this is affecting I-215 eastbound at about 23rd East and Holiday. Utah Highway Patrol tells us this was a wrong-way driver who was in her 80s. She hit and killed a woman in a car going the correct direction on the freeway. The woman in her 20s, and troopers tell us they believe the woman who caused the crash was confused and had been driving the wrong way for 2 or 3 miles. I-215 remains closed for the time being. UHP says it won't likely open before 4:20 this afternoon. Could Joe Biden get a thumbs up from a former rival? Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Maria, Senator Kamala Harris is considering throwing her name behind former Vice President Joe Biden's run. That's according to a report from the New York Times. The two have stayed on friendly terms since Harris dropped out of the race, leading some to speculate that she has her eye on joining the ticket as the VP. Her spokesman says no decisions have been made about the endorsement because the senator is focusing on the impeachment trial. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Senator Bernie Sanders just received an endorsement himself. ABC's Avery Harper with who this is.
Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign is touting the endorsement of controversial comedian Joe Rogan. The podcaster said he would, quote, probably vote for Bernie in the Democratic primary. The endorsement could mean gains in support for Sanders. Rogan's audience of millions includes working class voters, many of whom were drawn to Donald Trump's rhetoric in 2016. Avery Harper, ABC News, New York.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Health officials confirmed a second U.S. case of coronavirus today. This one is in Chicago. Meantime, the World Health Organization is not yet calling this a global health emergency. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is because it doesn't meet the criteria.
They have a certain set of criteria, and the advisory group to them decided they didn't precisely meet that criteria. I wouldn't be surprised that as things evolve over the next few days, they'll re-meet and rethink about it and possibly change their mind.
France this afternoon confirmed it has 3 cases of the virus as well. 26 people have died from the outbreak so far. There is new information today on the possible symptoms of this virus. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
It now appears as symptoms of coronavirus are not always like the common cold. A study published in the journal Lancet finds there have been cases with people having very different symptoms: abdominal pain, fatigue, vomiting, diarrhea, major headaches, chest tightness, and conjunctivitis. It now appears that coronavirus causes similar symptoms to severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS. These are early findings, and we're warned they could change.
Here in Utah, a local company is hard at work developing a test to detect the deadly coronavirus. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Salt Lake City-based Co-Diagnostics is a company of only about 50 people, but they're at the forefront of developing a test that could be used across the world. The company already in the past has developed testing machines for West Nile virus and other mosquito-borne diseases. In China, health officials say they're busy at work trying to contain an outbreak that already has killed 26 people. Meanwhile, a second person in the United States has been afflicted with the deadly virus. Officials with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say the risk to the U.S. public is still relatively low, even though we could see more cases confirmed in the next few days. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories. KSL is following the fallout from Iran's missile attacks on the U.S. military facilities in Iraq is not, as the president alleged earlier this week, just a few headaches. Pentagon spokesperson Jonathan Hoffman says dozens of soldiers have traumatic brain injuries from the attacks.
A lot of these symptoms, they are late developing. They manifest over a period of time. People, in some cases, their condition will improve.
And we'll continue to watch that for you. Taylor Swift is shaking up the Sundance Film Festival. The typically private pop star debuted in her intimate documentary last night, titled Miss Americana. In the Netflix production, Swift talks about a past eating disorder, inner turmoil over speaking out on politics, and outlining her 2017 sexual assault court battle. Film also shows Swift mocking a critical tweet leveled against her by President Trump after she spoke against a Tennessee Republican politician.
KSL News Time, 3:35.